Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with the goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that goes back to God's directive to Moses to go in before Pharaoh and challenge Pharaoh, "Let my people go." I believe it's time we, the people, take the stand of saying, release us, set us free. Our Constitution, within that, our Bill of Rights, we're a free people. We're not subjects to a king. We're not subjects to a fascist dictator. But yet that's being done today before our eyes. And the recent thing is, with the poll that was taken, looking at an article that says the Fox News poll. By the way, it's just as phony as a $3 bill, in my opinion, as I read it. It's a 4-page article. Not going to do anything but give you some introductory thoughts. Fox News poll. Biden approaches 100-day milestone. Just 1 in 3 rate the economy as excellent or good, the article states. As Joe Biden closes in on his 100-day mark of his presidency, the Fox News poll finds 54% of the majority, 54% majority of the voters approve of his performance. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that, then I don't know what you're believing. It's a fantasy. 54%. They're going to say that's lower than Barack Obama's 62% and George Bush's 63%. But in respect of that, it is higher than the 45% of Donald Trump just 4 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. President Donald Trump had 99% of the media that was absolutely trying to eviscerate him. 99% of the news came out about Donald Trump. In fact, on one occasion said the Communist Network News said that they'd found Donald Trump in 22,000 lies. And I said then, as I screamed at my television, who's the lie keeper? Who's trying to determine who's the biggest lie? Who's keeping the account? And I've had the opportunity to interface with dozens and dozens of people about that issue down through the recent years. And I've asked, name me just one lie that President Donald J. Trump said or gave. And they can't. It's simply the fallacy that's been promulgated by the Communist Network News. But here they are praising Joe Biden as having a high rating of 54%. When they say that in this news article by Fox News on their poll that Barack Obama's was 62% and George Bush was 63% in their first 100 days, and President Trump was only 45% 4 years ago. And ladies and gentlemen, they're still trying to build up this Trojan horse, this Manchurian candidate that now sits in the Oval Office as president. He's not making the decisions today, ladies and gentlemen, a bit more than I am from a national standpoint. Barack Hussein Obama is the one that's behind the scenes pulling the strings. He is serving now his third term in absentia as Joe Biden is the face of this administration. I believe without any equivocation, because recently I read an article where Biden said that he either calls or has a visit with Barack Hussein Obama every day, every day. Joe Biden can't make a decision. He's cognitively unable to do so. In fact, I've said several times, and you've heard me say on this broadcast, they need to be charging his handlers with senior abuse, because he is cognitively disabled. That's not funny at all, but it's the reality of what we're faced with. In fact, here's an article. Dr. James Dobson made this observation and statement. Has our commander-in-chief completely lost his mind? End quote. That's the title of the article, dated April the 25th, 2021. Dr. James Dobson, founder of the James Dobson Family Institute and the host of the Family Talk radio show, several times has warned of the threat to America from the presidency of Joe Biden. The article says, since Biden took office, the nation has been divided on topics including race, sexual orientation, politics, spending, socialism, rioting in the streets, police, and even what is really called, should be called a crime, end quote. Dobson previously described the current administration plans as lunacy and warned of the moral depravity that they are bringing into America. Quote, though I'm not, this is Dobson speaking, ladies and gentlemen, though I'm not a prophet, it appears to me that the divine judgment of God has fallen upon our nation. This goes back very much as Joseph was saying a moment ago when he called in about the potential of this being God's judgment. Further, this article states, this is from James Dobson, Dr. Dobson, the evil one, Satan, appears to be unleashing his assault on our culture with even greater ferocity. He is creating chaos in our cities, chaos in our schools. He's stalking the halls of government. It is as though, because we have replaced the truth with a lie, God has given us over to a reprobate mind. And he's quoting from Romans 1, 25 and 28. Further, Dr. Dobson says, why do I draw such a conclusion? It is because our nation is divided into separate warring camps with violence and pestilence plaguing the land. 62 million babies have been murdered in cold blood. Hundreds of millions of additional federal dollars have been allocated to expand the unborn Holocaust, and the institutions of marriage, the institutions of the family, are all under siege. Our birth rate is falling. Our children are being taught hate and sexual perversion in our government schools. How can a holy God look upon such debauchery and stay his righteous hand from against us? He cannot. He cited the conclusion of Thomas Jefferson, who said, quote, God who gave us life and liberty, can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed a conviction that these liberties are the gift of God? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that justice cannot sleep forever. End quote. Further, he states, I'll give you an example of the idiocy occurring today. Just weeks ago, on March the 8th, President Joe Biden said in a speech on International Women's Day that one of his highest military priorities is the development of a new, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, this shows you how dumb, how ignorant, if I can be very blunt, how stupid our leadership is coming out of the Oval Office. This is from James Dobson, Dr. Dobson, making this observation and statement. He said, I'll give you one example of the idiocy occurring today. Just weeks ago on March the 8th, President Joe Biden said in a speech on International Women's Day that one of his highest military priorities is for the development, listen to this, of a new expandable maternity flight suit, presumably to be used by pregnant women so that they can take their unborn babies with them into air combat. Does that strike you as foolish beyond words? Dr. Dobson says, consider the facts. Pilots wear heavy headgear to protect their hearing from the deafening roar of the jet engines, but tiny little babies snug in their mother's wombs have no such protection, nor do they shield them from the jet fuel exhaust or the enormous G-forces that occur in the high-tech aircraft. Combat is horrendously dangerous, and carrier decks can be deadly. Does America no longer believe in the inestimable worth of a child? When did the horrors of killing become an equal opportunity assignment? How our entire Pentagon abandoned its sense of humanity? Indeed, has our commander-in-chief completely lost his mind? Or as one that I'm familiar with, has he lost his ever-loving mind? Further, he said, Christians can be comforted that our omnipotent God is still on the throne. He is the defender of right and wrong, and he will not be mocked. We must call on him as Americans and ask him to cease the lunacy that's taking place that will cause the city on the Shining Hill to be destroyed, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dr. James Dobson, a good analysis and observation of what's happening when he talks about the fact that our commander-in-chief has completely lost his mind. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that's true. But I don't believe, hear me well, I don't believe that the executive orders he signs that he has dictated to anybody. I don't believe the position that he takes when he reads his reader cards and pulls the little cheat sheets out of his vest pocket. I don't believe that he has any idea of what he's saying and what he's doing. He is that cognitively indisposed of anything that's called reality and truth. I am fearful of where we're going today, ladies and gentlemen, with our society on a fast track of being plummeted to oblivion. I believe that it's not really, he is not really in charge at all. He's the Trojan horse. He's the socialist, Marxist, communist shadow government that is now headed by Barack Hussein Obama and doing what he said he would do when he was in office, that he was going to fundamentally change America. And that is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, what can we do when we demand that Pharaoh let my people go? What can we do as a people? You've heard two or three of our callers today talk about having some organization or some group. That's been tried and tried. In fact, as you heard me say perhaps before on this broadcast, and I've said it very openly and publicly, during the course of the Tea Party days, I had the privilege of speaking to just about every, if not all, of the Tea Party groups across the state of Florida, including the Florida-led Tea Party state group. And my challenge to them was always, you're here because you have the funds to drive and be here. You're here because you have the time to be involved. But what are you going to do beyond listening to a lecture to challenge us to do something? Ladies and gentlemen, the problem that we find today is that those on the left, the loony left, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, socialist program to overthrow America, they're doing something incrementally. I see our so-called conservatives, the Republicans, doing nothing. Right now, all they're doing is a major fundraiser telling us that if you elect me in 2022, we can remove all of these problems that we're faced with today. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my position is the Republicans had the House and the Senate and the Oval Office in 2017 and 18. They did nothing. Paul Ryan, John Boehner, and the like had nothing to do with President Trump, just as now the chief lead of our Senate with Mitch McConnell. He didn't want to hold Trump's hands up to accomplish anything. They couldn't do anything. They were deadlocked from the standpoint of what they were trying to get done, supposedly. And now they're saying, you elect us again and we can resolve the problem. I laugh at that. And I believe that the only hope that we have, ladies and gentlemen, is for the divine intervention of God, as he did in 2016 when he put Donald J. Trump in office. That was his intervention, giving us a four-year reprieve to turn back to God. We have a caller on the line. Dan, go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. I understand where you're coming from because, like you, I've been there before as well, trying to do something. But again, God has told us all never to stop fighting evil wherever we find it. He did not tell us that we have the right to say, I've tried, I can't do it, and I'm going to stop. He says that he will fight the battle before us. So if that means that we come back into the fray and start having public forums and start having town halls, we can't get the message out over the internet because we're censored, over the airways because they're shutting that down. But we still have the freedom to meet face-to-face at a given location, a given time, to work within ourselves to create that movement again. It is God's movement. It is his hand leading us and supporting us and giving us still enough freedom to try. And that's our obligation. We are to try again. So let's start with some town hall meetings and some public forums. Let's start face-to-face again. Maybe he'll grant us enough time to get that Tea Party Plus movement up and running, to get someone who has the facility and the wealth to support and allow us to come on their network. There are mighty men out there working behind the scenes still. So let's try and link up with them and see what we can do.
Absolutely. I'm with you. I'm with you.
We all support, financial support.
Absolutely. I'm with you. In fact, in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 20, Nehemiah challenges his people, and he's coordinated them. He has gotten them to commit to carry out the task in chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. Then in chapter 4, verse 20, he says, "Our God shall fight for you." And that's exactly what we need to recognize, is that we can't do it, but God can. We can't do it, but we can be the instruments that God has chosen to use to do so. But it takes the commitment. And my position is, and I think that a lot of people may understand this, as we see the election looming before us for 2022 and then 2024, we need to find Christian men that we can postulate as candidates. We need to find Christian men that will take the stand and without compromise that we could sponsor and run for office and get them in a position that they can go back to. Godly form of government, as God set up in the text that we find in Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. Government is a tool, an instrument, a slave servant of God, and yet we're not finding that to be true today. So, Dan, you're exactly right. Go ahead.
If I may, sir. Yes. I just got off the phone with a computer cleanup company, okay? Once again, my computer, because I'm vocal out there, same as you are. I've just been notified that they have six devices working, supposedly from Russia, and it showed me on my computer that they are punching up child porn as though it was me on my computer. You know all of those that have been arrested and accused of having child porn on their computers. Now, I'm afraid that I might be on that list. How in the world are they being allowed to come into our computers and set us up for that type of a arrest or that type of a conflict? But that's what they're doing to us. Behind the scene, we don't know what or who they're doing. It said Russia's doing it. It's not Russia. It's our own government.
Well, the thing is that we blame Russia for every ill that's taken place.
Yes.
And right now, China's looming for takeover of the globe, and nothing is being done. In fact, I could do a whole week of shows day by day on what Biden is doing on the foreign, from the standpoint of the foreign field and what he's doing, not doing, I should say, that's allowing Russia and China, North Korea, and Iran to simply come in and basically start controlling American technology. They've already stolen all of our high-tech equipment, et cetera. So I'm in agreement with you. We need to recognize that and the bottom line is, Dan, just as Dr. James Dobson said, we're faced with an enemy. That enemy is Satan himself, and Satan is out to tear down and destroy. And the first thing to be torn down and destroyed is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in the home and our faith and family and the future of our great nation. So, Dan, I'm in agreement.
You hit the nail on the head. Okay, if they're doing that to a nobody like me because they're afraid of something that I am saying on your program, whether it's on their live or I call in, you know, now I've been in a situation that I can't fight, you know, and I've got to face the reality. What do I do now? Just burn the computer, throw it away? It's just that they got us, I want to say, by the throat, okay, to make it simple. Yet we still have to fight. I still have to continue doing what God's leading me to do. That means
absolutely
fall into you, that come on your program when I can. There is the truth has to come out. And I, in prayer, ask to be that servant. Now, I'm not going to cut and run. I'm going to come out even bolder and even stronger now that I know what's going on behind my computer. And I'm going to fight back like never before. And I'm going to challenge your listeners. Let's start fighting.
Absolutely. And that first place is in prayer, asking God to intervene and give us wisdom as we do so. Dan, thank you so much for your input, for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Let My People Go. And just as Dan said, we're faced with, and just as Dr. James Dobson has said, that I read the article a moment ago, we're faced with and we're doing battle with an enemy, and that enemy is Satan. It's a satanic, demonic battle being played out and carried out through the lack of leadership in America today. We've watched Barack Obama as he pulled the strings, and as Joe Biden is the Trojan horse, the puppet that is in the Oval Office today. We've seen the executive orders and the laws being passed to restrict the right to restrict our right to keep and bear arms. We've watched all of this taking place, and our defenses, ladies and gentlemen, are simply being eviscerated. Our Bill of Rights are simply being destroyed. Here's an article that says armed self-defense is essential in a free society. Dated April the 19th, 2021. Let me just read you a blurb or two. The recent string of multiple victim incidents of gun violence and police shootings and black Americans has once again resulted in renewed call for the restrictions of gun ownership. President Biden has said that executive instructions to various branches of federal government will attempt to reduce the frequency of possibility of such violence. Some of his proposals, however, are merely using the gun control argument as a cover for more government redistribution of intervention into our society. White House released a statement April the 7th, 2021, detailing the plans in this direction. One of them called for a $5 billion investment over 8 years to support community violence intervention programs. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an elongated article, about 6 or 8 pages, going into detail of Biden's plans to disarm America, There's about 8 different gun bills that's going through the House today. By the way, it's not by itself. There's over 2,100, that's 2,100 different bills being promulgated in the United States House of Representatives as I speak. They realize that they have a brief threshold of time before the 2022 election to push through everything possible to overthrow the Constitutional Republic, the United States of America. Part of that is to disarm the United States of American citizens, to disarm us so that we'll have no recourse when the time comes, when they come with armed men at the doors to confiscate weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, you might say that's conspiracy theory. No, it's not. We're on the fast track for that today. And may I say to us, ladies and gentlemen, the executive orders by Joe Biden with the controlling of guns, with the expansion of the sodomite agenda across America and around the world. Here's an article that says Blinken, that's his administrative assistant. That's the one that's the Secretary of State, I should say. Blinken will allow U.S. embassies to fly the pride flag. That's the sodomite flag, ladies and gentlemen. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has issued a blanket authorization for U.S. diplomats' outposts around the world to fly the pride flag on some flagpoles in their embassies and consulates, showcasing the LGBTQ rights. The directive makes a departure from how the Trump administration handled the matter while the State Department was run by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And a confidential cable reviewing the foreign policy was sent to diplomatic posts around the world. Blinken gave authority for the diplomats to fly the pride flag. I call it the sodomite flag, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolutely different from what Mike Pence, the then vice president, said in 2019. Vice President Mike Pence defended the move of saying no sodomite flags, no pride flags to be flown. In an interview, he said, when it comes to the American flagpole, American embassies and capitals around the world, one flag, the American flag, is all that can fly. But now, through the Biden administration and his handlers, now they've just authorized the sodomite flag to be flown around the globe with the United States. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you can study any article you want to on flag decorum. And under flag decorum, there's not another flag that can be flown on the same pole with the United States flag, unless it's at the discretion of a governor with something that can be added to it as far as lower than and not as large as the American flag. But now they're allowing the sodomite flag to be flown around the globe. And ladies and gentlemen, they're not only pushing the sodomite agenda, the perverts and the pedophiles that can be in women's sports and going in women's bathrooms, shower rooms, locker rooms, dressing rooms, and feign to be feminine on that day. But they're talking about the climate clock, the climate control, the climate fears. And they're wanting to do that, ladies and gentlemen, to keep everybody. Listen, the way the Marxist Karl Marx himself said, the way to control a society is by institution of fear. So they see the diminishing factor of the fear of COVID, and now they're hyping again the climate change fear. telling us that the world's coming to an end between 6 and 8 years. The world's coming to an end because it's getting, with the climate factor, it's getting hotter and hotter. Well, I've used an illustration, ladies and gentlemen. I believe there is a case where you could say for case for climate change, because there's a place in the center of the earth called hell, and it's getting hotter and hotter. And it's because of God sitting on the throne, and God is just waiting until the last ounce of his patience is run out before there is the absolute snatching out of the bride of Christ, and this old world will absolutely be dominated by the Antichrist. And that place called hell is for everyone that said no to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. I'm looking at an article here that says, climate fear propagandists. The New Time cover story exploits the pandemic to cry, climate is everything. The magazine released the new cover on its headline, once again, reeked of climate Armageddon anti-prop. Climate is everything, it said. How the pandemic can lead us to a better and greener world. Climate doom mongers and the Times senior correspondent Justin Warland laced the story with absurd propaganda, going on to talk about how America is going to be destroyed. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, we produce about 3 to 4%, maybe 5% at most, of the things that's supposed to be destroying the climate from the standpoint of the destroying of the ozone layers. Yet China and India and Russia and North Korea produce 95% of that, and nothing is being said or done. They're not doing anything about their climate destruction, as it could be called. But, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, as we find with a statement from Matt Staver, the effort to force Americans to receive a COVID injection and have the vaccine passports are escalating. One of the major things, ladies and gentlemen, that we're faced with as I speak, the major thing that's on the agenda, not just climate change, not just the control by fear of the pathogen called COVID, but with the COVID passport that's now being mandated, backdoor mandated by the Biden administration, and not being told that it is coming from the federal government that's pushing all of the major business, all of the major corporate entities to require a COVID passport. It is the backdoor approach to control every citizen in America. So I say again, as Moses said to Pharaoh, let my people go. We need to be free and to allow our freedoms to reign. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.